Blog Talk Radio.
Secrets of numbers. Secrets of sound. The secrets of wisdom will be found when you look to the sky, seeking to find the third eye. This is a live broadcast with Reverend Leroy Martin, sharing the secrets of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and spiritual principles and practices that will manifest an empowered life. This is an offering from the Reverend Leroy Martin Ministry on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. Glad that you tuned in to another live broadcast from Leroy Martin Ministry. I'm certainly glad to be able to broadcast and say hello to you and share some principles of metaphysics and just plain common sense in life. Most certainly this morning, I want to give a shout out to, first of all, the love of my life, my wife, Dedrick Allen Brown Martin. Wow. A tremendous woman. 33 years in the city of Los Angeles. Countdown, baby. September the 19th is the last day. Can't wait for us to get together and really do our thing for real. Love you, G. To my daughter, Sydney Allen, who's down there in near Mississippi, who has in the last year and a half just racked it up academically on the honor roll. I mean, she's an honor scholar, a tremendous, intelligent young woman who's raising a child single-handedly and doing a fantastic job. His first year in kindergarten, my grandson Quincy, but Sydney Allen is doing a tremendous job, a tremendous young black woman who is simply setting on fire down in Dubuque, Mississippi. She is an example and most certainly exemplary example of a fine young black woman who's doing her thing academically, spiritually, very intelligent, beautiful woman. Love you, Sid. Keep on doing what you're doing. And also to my other daughter, DeWanna Logan, the hand away from having her MBA, tremendous young woman here in Detroit, Michigan. I mean, just a woman in her own right who has really carved out her independency and consciousness. Intelligent, beautiful, young black sister who's doing her thing. Like I said, in the next year, she'll have her MBA up under her belt. You better go, DeWanna. I got a chance to share with her last night, and I tell you, just a simply a woman of consciousness, a woman in her own right, independent in her consciousness, knowing who she is and knowing what she wants and simply knowing how to get it. Shout out to those three women, Dedrick, Sydney, and Allen, and DeWanna. Simply want you to know, do your thing. And DeWanna has a son with just Keith Logan, accepted in a dance school in Manhattan, in New York. You better go, Keith. And great job, DeWanna, in steering Keith into his life passion as a artistic dancer while accepted in the great city of New York. You better go. Woo, woo. Go ahead, handle your business, girl. Let's get on with our broadcast. Just wanted to mention those individuals who I love very dearly. Life is a party, and you can participate. Life is a party, and you can participate. Somebody is saying, yeah, well, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know my situation. You don't know the physical, financial challenges that I'm facing. And most certainly, we're compassionate toward that. But I'm simply letting you know that all things work together for the good, for the party, for life. And it's up to you to take this shift in consciousness and know that you really can enjoy life. But life is good. Even when you read the Bible, it says in the beginning, and God created, and it was good and very good. So life is simply meant to be good. Life is good, but it depends on your perception. And you can really get your party on in life simply mean that you can participate in your own individual way of life that will make you happy. You can have what you want to have, be what you want to be, and do what you want to do according to the perception and depending on your intention and most certainly your consistency in your spiritual practices that would allow you to break down any resistance that's stopping you from really getting your groove on in life. You don't have to be a wallflower. You don't have to stand up against the wall and watch everybody dance and get their groove on and do their dance. You can get on the floor and do what you do, even if you have 2 left feet. It really doesn't matter. Life doesn't really care if you have 2 left feet, metaphysically or metaphorically. All life wants from you is whatever you want. That's amazing. That life wants from you whatever you want, and life is breath. And guess what? If you're listening to this broadcast, you have life, and life is flowing in and through you. So it's up to you to find out your purpose. It's up to you to find out what the abilities inside of you. It's up to you to find out the vision that's inherently inside of you. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. A lot of us are just because they really don't know the vision for them for their lives. And when you really understand the vision for your life, you really don't have to be a wallflower. You can participate in this game called life, regardless of your challenges you're facing. Each challenge, believe it or not, is an opportunity for you really to step into the party. It's really an opportunity for you to step into the party in a tremendous, brand new way, a way that has never been done before. And so it's up to you to be able to embrace and to accept right there where you are and accept it as good, not asking the question, why me, when this happened to me, because the law of attraction says whatever you radiate or whatever you're magnifying, it will continue in your life. Jesus asked the question, made the statement, said just ask and receive. So whatever you're asking, that's what you'll get. So we have to really be careful in what we ask the universe. Ask and it shall be given. If you ask for why me, you're going to continue to get situations, conditions, individuals come into your life that will cause you to continue to ask the question, why me? But if you ask the question, what do I need to know? What do I need to be? What do I need to become that I can participate in the party of life fully? Then the universe will bring forth that which you have asked, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find, and the door shall be open. What do you mean by that? Knock, and the door shall be open. Go forward with your affirmative consciousness, knowing that whatever I'm seeking, I already have it, and that my mind and my experience will open up to me to bring forth the manifestation of that which I desire in my life. But you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent, because we live in a collective consciousness that has caused individuals to be hypnotized as if it is unchangeable, unmovable, and then it appeared as if it's a mountain. But even Jesus talked about that. You need to say to the mountain, be thy removed. What does that mean spiritually? What does that mean metaphysically? It simply means speak to the situation, not continue to bemoan or continue to have a bellyache about what you see with your physical eye, but speak that what you want in that situation. Say to the situation, I'm bigger than that. If it's sickness, say I'm well. If it's poverty, say I'm wealthy. If you're alone, say I'm with someone. We were disconnected for a moment. That's okay. Once again, we can enter the joy of the party. Don't have to be a wallflower, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your situation. You can participate. You participate by setting the intention, saying that this is my life. But you need to be consistent. You can't speak it once and think it is a manifest. But as you continue to hold that vision for yourself, somebody said, well, how do I get the vision? How do I know the purpose? How do I know what to do? Well, here's a suggestion that I give to people when they ask about the vision. You need to sit down in your practice, in your meditative practice, and get quiet. And first of all, you set yourself still, and then you invite, which is already inside of you, the spirit and the essence of love. And when you feel that love, urge for me. Or what does my life look like? Is the life quiet? In the universe, God, in infinite intelligence, we're revealed to you. It may come as an image. It may come as an insight. It may come as nothing, and that's okay. Don't judge it. Sit with it for a while and write it down and go to the. So we need to be careful what we ask. So we're not asking how do we do it or what do we do. We're asking about the qualities and what it is trying to emerge through us. Vibration that goes with it, a frequency, a spirit. And so you need to ask the question. Hard on yourself. Don't judge it. Just feel it. If you don't feel anything, that's okay. Sometimes feeling nothing is the highest vibration. Because everything that exists comes from the invisible realm of spirit, frequency, and energy. Ask, what does it feel like? And then ask the question. What do I need to become this vision, which it already is? Jesus declared, great works have I done, but greater shall you do. But he also says, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Simply meaning that in the invisible realm, or what we call the invisible realm, the other dimension, the blueprint of your life has already been established. And so what's happening now is that you're providing the inward infrastructure so that vision can come through without any resistance. The resistance, I can't do it. The resistance has never been done. The resistance, I'm from the other side of the track, or I'm black, I'm white, I'm a woman, I'm straight, I'm gay. Whatever your resistance may be, it stops the vision from coming through. It's like a woman having a child. A woman must be healthy. She must be vibrant. A woman of vitality, that a newborn can find peace, joy, and nutrients and life place in that woman's body that is about to birth a brand new life. And so it's with your vision. Your infrastructure has to be without any resistance, any excuses. Then after asking the question, what I need to become that vision which already is, then you need to ask the question, wow, what talents, what abilities, what functionalities do I need to call for, which is already inside of me? Maybe peace, joy, love, intention, administrative abilities, accounting, whatever functions, abilities that is necessary for the manifestation of this vision. Call it forth. If it's love, call forth love, which is already in you, and begin to feel the true nature of love. And the thing about asking and calling forth the gift, the universe will bring about circumstances immediately for you to demonstrate those faculties that you call for. If it's love, if it's independence, if it's focus, if it's discipline, your experience in life will give you an opportunity to manifest and to master those qualities. And as you begin to master and demonstrate those qualities, then you provide a tremendous infrastructure for the vision to come through. People perish for a lack of knowledge. Then the next question to ask yourself is, what do I need to let go in order for this vision to be manifested? Preconceived notions, certain mindsets, certain patterns of thought, traditions, customs, subconscious nuisance that you may even know that's in the way. It will come through. And because it comes through, it doesn't show you. It doesn't define you as a defected individual, but it shows you what is not necessary as a belief system for that vision to feel wholesome, for that vision to feel comfortable, to come through you. And when we begin to have non-resistance, then the vision is ready to do what? Download itself in and through us as us. And we become the consciousness of division. We cannot have what we're willing not to be. For even the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't have what you're not willing to be. You can't have it if you're not willing to change. You can't have it if you're not willing to be transformed. You can't have it if you're not willing to evolve. I don't care what you say and what you do unless you're willing to let go of your own personal inner secrecies about people, circumstances, and situations. You will not allow yourself to be the infrastructure for the vision, which will allow you to participate in the grand scheme of things in the party called life. Come on, allow yourself to do it. Take the deep breath right now and begin to ask the question, what's trying to emerge through me? Who am I? Why did I really come on this planet? And what does my life look like as the life and God see it as me? Isn't that wonderful that the universe get a chance to express itself simply as Leroy? Wow. All of a sudden, the universe is having a tremendous time being Leroy. Leroy is adventurous, mischievous. Leroy is fun. Leroy is excited. And the universe is just having a good time. Going for the ride. Ha! I love the ride and the drive. As the universe flows in and through me as I live each day without any resistance. And I said to you to say and set your attention that I'm open, willing, available for more than I've ever imagined, saw, pressed, manifest, dreamt, read. I'm open for more than I ever, ever, ever dreamt. Oh, my God. Isn't that wonderful? And with that intention set, I'm ready for the party. I'm ready to get out. My old saying, I'm ready to get down with the get up. Not to get down with the get down, but to get up. Up in consciousness, up in awareness, up in knowing that who I am is the image and likeness of God. In consciousness, up in life, knowing that I am the vision. I am the individual expression of the idea in the mind called God. Wow, isn't that fantastic? Isn't that awesome? I mean, simply just to know that I can be what I want to be because the very substance of everything that exists has made me and created me and lives inside of me and has allowed me to be able to speak a word and set the intention and bring forth that which I desire and I want. And then I also said, well, you know, I got to go back into my past, my new life. I mean, what about this life? Start right here with this life and changing your perception, your perception from the opposite of what not, change the perception of what doesn't make you feel good about yourself. Let's start right there. Simply start right there. Change whatever perception you have about your circumstances, about your friends, your enemies, your people around you, your situation. I challenge you to change your perception about those situations, those dynamics. And I declare that the vibration of love, peace, and joy will come through you. And simply just blow your mind. That's what you need, your mind blowed. Your human mind, your conscious mind. That mind which is not allowing you to express all of who you really are as the image and likeness of God. Come on, get your party on. So I know somebody is saying, and I can hear through the radio broadcast that somebody's had a very serious situation in that, Leroy, you just don't understand. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Wow, it's all a situation that can be changed because all things are possible unto those that believe. When we also understand the simple fact that we are not our body and we are not our mind. That's another lesson. And when we understand that we are simply spiritual beings having a human experience and that the human experience is transitory and that the human experience is temporal And the only thing that is permanent is your consciousness as the unique expression of the living God. And you can really get that. And you get that only through meditation. You're going to take this in the quiet. Be still and know. Be still and know that I... Wow, every time that we go off the air, simply gets me to know that we're manifesting our good right here, right now, being still and knowing that I am God. Ain't that simply wonderful? Wow. The stillness is where we go into that place and we begin to inquire and ask the questions and accept the answers. Stop being schizophrenia and say, this is the devil and this is God. There is simply nothing but good. There is nothing but good, life, God, that's expressed itself in and through you right here and right now. I see somebody has called on the radio and on the switchboard. I don't have the capabilities where I am right now. The number is 917-263-0268. I will call you as soon as I get off the air. But I also wanted to do this before I get off the air. I want to invite those here in Detroit, Michigan, and the surrounding areas to meet me at 1111 East Kirby Street here in Detroit, Michigan, at International Institute in Detroit, Michigan. That's International Institute, 111 East Kirby, between Woodward Avenue and Kirby Street in downtown Detroit. We meet there from 7 p.m. to 8 Thursdays. Every Thursday, this Thursday, meet me there. I'm also giving my email address, Malik7Roy, for those that's listening. Give me your comments. Give me your questions. Next week, I'll hook it up where I can talk to you on the air. The email is Malik, M-A-L-I-K, 7Roy, R-O-Y, at yahoo.com. M-A-L-I-K, 7Roy, at yahoo.com. Once again, meet me at 1111 East Kirby in Detroit, Michigan. That's East Kirby International Institute between Woodward Avenue, which is the main street here in Detroit that separates the east side from the west side. Woodward Avenue and John R. International Institute. We have a great time between 7 to 8. I'm grateful for those that come out. Thank God for Reverend Carolyn Simon has been a participant every week of the service. Appreciate her coming out. Jerry Hill and different ones that have came out. I mean, it's been tremendous time being there. Yeah, this person that's called at 917-263. I'll get back with you as soon as I get off the air. It is tremendous. I'm here on Wednesday campus. They get ready for Lycosia. My wife can say it better than I can. I speak Spanish. Yes. Where they have the bikes and they are able to enjoy themselves riding around the camp around the city of Detroit. That's the bikes of the party. Let's participate. Let's get off the wall. Stop being a wallflower and get in here. Let's do our thing. Let's live our life. Let's be the expression. Let's be the change. Let's be the infinite intelligent expression of ourselves. Nobody can do it like you can. Nobody has the flavor that you have. You have your own individual flavor that the world is waiting for. Nobody can do it like you can do it. Nobody can handle it. Nobody can put it down like you can. Let's participate in life, in this grand life affair. Wow. I think it's Liza Minnelli said, come to the cabaret. Life's the cabaret. Life is beautiful. Life is good. I declare, if you continue to declare that life is good, the universe will bring you something to be glad about and something to say that life is good about. I declare, it may seem to you far-fetched, seem to be impossible just by speaking words. If you speak it and believe it, I guarantee you it'll manifest. Ask me how I know. People see the story, the glory. They don't really know the story. Uh-huh. They don't know the story. But the story is that put your time in. Do the work. Do the practice. And one thing about the universe is not a respect of a person. My God. That's a wonderful thing about the hey, that universe is a equal opportunity for anybody who desire whatever they want to be and do and have in this world. So as I go off the air, I want you to know that all is well, all is God, all is us. Life is a party. Let's participate. Once again, meet me at 1111 East Kirby off of Woodward Avenue in John R. in the great city of Detroit, Michigan, this Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I'll be there proclaiming this great truth, this metaphysical principles, these life-changing episodes that you really don't want to miss, that you'll be able to change your mind, and you'll be able to change your world. And as you change your world, you'll be a participant in helping us all change this planet. I love you, and you love yourself. Now go out and share some love with somebody and know that life's the party. You can participate. Live.